WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Look at the weather week ahead, and it should be a relatively mild start today.
Weak disturbance may produce a few flurries in the far northwest late this afternoon, but much of the Garden State should stay precipitation-free through Thursday. Here today, sunny, breezy, a few flurries or snow showers in the northwest. Upper 30s northwest today, mid-40s in the central and south. Clear skies tonight, mostly 20s with lows near 30 in urban centers tonight. Tuesday, sunshine, highs 35 to 40, and midweek, a mix of clouds and sunshines in the forecast, 40 to 45. Chance of showers on Thursday. Thursday's highs 46 to 52. I'm meteorologist Richard DeWeber.
Mount Holly is 39, Pompton Lakes 37, Sayreville 38. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Immigration agents continue to conduct sweeps for illegals across New Jersey, and they will likely step up enforcement actions now that Governor Murphy has ordered police to stop cooperating with ICE unless they are under a judge's order. Deportations are the highest they have been since President Trump took office. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with a closer look at those numbers. Patrick?
Eric, for the closest look of all, you can go to NJ1015.com, where we've listed in descending order the number of deportations across the nation by country of origin this year in a side-by-side comparison with last. The overwhelming top country in both years, Mexico, more than 140,000 nationally. In New Jersey, just over 3,400 arrests and 2,600 removals out of the Newark-based ICE office for fiscal 2018, an increase in the Garden State of 220 arrests from 2017, more than 1,000 since 16. Deportations up too, but enforcement actions may still not be as high as during the Obama administration, according to some data. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. And again, that closer look this morning at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app. Your commuter weather for this morning, temperatures are starting up. For the most part, we're in the mid-30s. Might see a stray 40-degree reading out there, a partly sunny day today. In the northwest corner of New Jersey, you might see a few flurries or snow showers, but otherwise, it'll be dry. High temperatures in the upper 30s to the mid-40s, and temperatures are really going to stay in the 30s and 40s as we move through the next couple of days, but rain could return as we get closer to the weekend. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, will there be a government shutdown on Friday? We'll have an update in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm out of New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Your commuter weather this morning, temperatures for the most part above freezing and in the mid-30s, close to 40, and we'll see highs in the 40s today. Northwest Jersey could see maybe a snow shower or some flurries rolling through, but the rest of the state will see nothing today. Pushing the government to the brink of a partial shutdown, the White House is insisting Congress provide $5 billion of our dollars to build a border wall, despite lawmaker resistance from both parties. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller says President Trump is holding to his position of doing whatever it takes to build a wall, even if it means a shutdown. Without a resolution, parts of the federal government will close midnight Friday. A couple of weeks ago, it looked like it would be a monumental day in the legislature today. But first, a marijuana legalization vote was put off, then a $15 minimum wage bill was delayed. Then on Saturday night, legislative leaders canceled a vote on a constitutional amendment making controversial changes to how redistricting is done for Senate and Assembly races.
Republicans such as Senator Chris Brown say the changes could have guaranteed a Democratic legislature for decades. By using results from past statewide races as a guide, competitive districts wouldn't have been true toss-ups but would have started 55-45 in favor of Democrats, give or take 5 points in either direction.
Obviously, without doubt, that's gerrymandering.
Democratic legislative leaders and sponsors insisted that wasn't the case, but progressive groups that normally are their allies came out in forceful opposition. Three Democratic senators said they'd vote no, Dick Cody, Nick Sacco, and Brian Stack, and enough others expressed concerns privately that the proposal might not have passed. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There are dozens of dangerous sex offenders wanted by police, and police don't know where they are. Registered sex offenders are required to check in with police and tell them when they move, but these individuals have not, and they could be anywhere. They are considered the most dangerous, the most likely to rape again. For a look at where all known registered sex offenders are in New Jersey and mugshots of the ones missing, check out NJ1015.com this morning. A new effort is underway in parts of South Jersey to combat gang and gun violence. If successful, it could serve as a model for other communities across the Garden State.
Cumberland County Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray says efforts are underway to develop a variety of programs and strategies to teach kids as young as 10 years old how to reject gang activity.
You want to build up their protective factors. You want to make sure that they have mentors they're able to look for support.
Felix Mickens of the State Juvenile Justice Commission says it's important to send a clear message to young people.
Before they go down the wrong path, we want to convince them that they're valuable and they're capable.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Shortly before, a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died in U.S. custody. Her father signed a form stating that his daughter was in good health. But it is unclear how much the man understood on the form, which was written in English and read to him in Spanish by Border Patrol agents. The death highlights the communication challenges along the U.S.-Mexico border as agents come in contact with an increasing number of migrants who speak neither English nor Spanish. The girl's father's native language was a Mayan dialect. His second language was Spanish. It's unclear whether something was lost in the translation or whether it would have made a difference in saving the girl's life. Like most states, New Jersey uses every federal dollar that's offered to help provide early care and education for children under the age of 5. But a new report also shows the Garden State isn't that efficient when it comes to managing this money. 37th out of the 50 U.S. states.
The Bipartisan Policy Center says in New Jersey, 9 different funding streams are handled by 4 different agencies. In the top-scoring states, programs are typically handled by just 2 agencies. The center's Linda Smith says it's a daily struggle for parents to find early care and education for their young kids.
When they're confronted with multiple programs and multiple locations with different requirements, it gets very confusing, and oftentimes they give up.
The group calls for an independent body to look at how these funds can be managed more effectively. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Bruce Springsteen wrapped up his wildly successful Broadway run with a marathon concert that lasted almost 3 hours Saturday. He sold out 236 straight performances on Broadway. Tickets for Saturday's show were going for more than $40,000 online. Springsteen will release a new single in 2019. He says he'll tour again, but he gave no dates. In Howell, they are organizing a series of think tanks to search for solutions to problems many Jersey communities face with substance abuse.
Krista Riddle is the coordinator for Friends of the Howell Municipal Alliance. She feels putting heads together among local leaders, police, parents, and school officials will find answers.
We're targeting any kind of substance prevention in Howell.
Riddle says she wants the think tank to meet in a relaxed atmosphere that will create a dialogue about alcohol and drug abuse. She is particularly interested in seeing the parents of younger children involved.
Trying to get them to be proactive at maybe the elementary and early middle school ages so they know what's going on.
They will meet the first Monday of each quarter with the first meeting January 7th. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An anniversary for the New Jersey Lottery. The first lottery ticket was sold in this state 48 years ago. People have been dreaming of striking it rich ever since. The first jackpots, cash prizes, only up to $10,000. The following year, however, the first $1 million ticket was sold. And for a look at some of the more memorable jackpots and winners, check out the story at NJ1015.com and on our free mobile app this morning. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We have temperatures that are lingering in the 30s this morning. We might have some rain moving in as we approach the weekend. We'll have an extended look and a recap of our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The whole crew gets me out the door with just a good frame of mind and the things I want to know.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14. As we take a look at what the weather week is ahead, it is going to be relatively mild for at least a couple of days, and then things could start to change.
Not a weak disturbance that may produce a few flurries in the northwest later this afternoon, but much of the Garden State should stay precipitation-free through Thursday, with temperatures at or above the averages for December. Late Thursday will be our next chance to see some rain and temperatures in the 40s and 50s Thursday and Friday. Rain tapers off Saturday into Christmas week. It looks dry and mild for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Middle part of next week, the rain makes a return, and the last weekend of 2018 looks wet and mild. Sunshine here today, a few flurries possible in the northwest, upper 30s northwest, mid-40s in the central and south. Clear skies tonight, mostly 20s for nighttime lows. Tuesday, sunny skies, highs 35 to 40, and midweek, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs 40 to 45. Thursday, showers make a return, highs 46 to 52, and rain will close out the work week on Friday. Friday's high, 50 to 55, showers possible in the north on Saturday, clouds south. Saturday's highs, 42 to 48. I'm meteorologist for True to Wedding.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, illegals in New Jersey. Arrests and deportations have taken an alarming spike. New Jersey squandering federal education money on early education. We are among the worst in the nation when it comes to spending this money. In sports, Eagles aren't done yet. They upset the Rams. They're now within a game of first place.
As
Giants
humans,
were shut out by the, by the Titans.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's the bus stop forecast for today. A beautiful day for much of the Garden State, starting off the day in the 30s and climbing into the upper 30s and low 40s across much of the state later this afternoon with sunshine. A weak disturbance could produce a few flurries or snow showers in the northwest this afternoon, but no significant accumulation is expected. I'm meteorologist Richard Newelly.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
522, it is on a Monday morning in the Great Garden State. Christmas fast approaching, 17th of December already today. And we are starting to dry out, still a little damp in some areas. Northwest corner of the state could see a snow flurry, maybe even a brief snow shower. The rest of the state won't see anything today. And we'll be dry over the next couple of days until we approach the weekend, then the rains could return. Long-range forecast shows it's likely to be rainy, if anything, on Christmas. 14 were arrested and 4 officers injured during the annual SantaCon pub crawl in Hoboken. That is an improvement from past years. 2 arrests were for aggravated assault on police officers. 1 was for a sexual offense, but no other details. City officials had threatened to cancel the event if revelers were not better behaved. A number of bars actually opted out of this year's festivities because of last year's problems. 1 vote away from the governor's desk is a bill that would permanently lower the speed limit to 25 miles an hour along certain stretches of Route 130 in Burlington County. Antoine's Law is named after a teenager who was struck and killed on the roadway in 2016. The lone state senator who voted against the measure in April is begging members of the assembly to do the same today.
What happened to Antoine Timbers is heartbreaking and tragic, says State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, but
the answer to everything is not a piece of legislation. Certainly not one that could kill someone. And that's not hyperbole.
He says speed limits are set using data, not just on a whim.
Traffic engineer you talk to would tell you don't do this.
The proposed law would also triple fines for speeding in the area. Currently, the speed limit on Route 130 near Burlington City High School and Wilbur Watts Intermediate School is lowered to 25 when children are present. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 524. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. Camden County jail inmates are being given the chance to train shelter dogs so they can be used as service animals for veterans with PTSD.
Freeholder John Young, liaison to the County Department of Corrections, calls it Friends for Vets and says it's a win for 3 distinct groups, a 12-week process that gives the dogs a better life and gives their human trainers and eventual owners something they may have had in short supply.
The animal shelter is getting their dogs cleared out. The dogs are finding a forever home. We're finding that the inmates are receiving unconditional love.
Young says the county is trying to keep track of former inmates who've been released after participating in this program to see if it helps keep recidivism rates down. And so far, the answer to that is yes. And he hopes some will get dogs of their own after the veterans get the ones they have trained. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
How about New Jersey's First News? 525. Temperatures around the Garden State this morning are in the 30s. We'll be in the 40s today. It is drying out. You should not have any weather issues on the way to work or school this morning or on the way home. And it'll be a quiet couple of days before the rains could possibly move in again for the weekend. We'll have everything you need to know about the forecast coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, why deportations of illegal immigrants in New Jersey have been on the rise. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian markets have been mostly higher. on hopes the Federal Reserve would reevaluate its hawkish stance at a meeting later this week following signs of slower global growth. On Wall Street Friday, weak economic data from China and Europe fueled worries about the global economy, and that dragged shares to eight-month lows. The Dow slipped a full 2% and is now barely above 24,000. All major U.S. indexes have fallen more than 10% off of their record highs. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. And Sergio Bichel is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.